You just run a line out there, and the line would be under the ground, but this little thing would be up above the ground, maybe that far.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've heard them call risers, and then you could fasten, you could screw that caulk onto that, and mm-hmm. put your hose on it. Mm-hmm. I believe I've heard them call that. I'm not sure whether that's the proper name for it or not.
Mm-hmm.
But these other things, I'm sure that these things that goes out of the foundation. I got one back there on the corner, and I got one on this side. They're called silcocks.
I don't think you can ever have too many of those, do you?
No, that's true. That's right. I've got one way over on that corner and one on this side, and sometimes when we want to get out here to water something out, well, then your old 50-foot hose is just not long enough. Well, you can overcome that, though, by getting maybe 25 or 50 feet more.
Yeah, to pull it around.
Yeah, that's right.
Batter your plants.
Pull it around, that's true. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Oh, when you took a wagon load or something, oh, I've given it away. If you had a wagon and you filled it up with corn, did you have any special term for that much corn, the amount of corn you could get in a wagon?
Well, yes, our standard wagon box was 26 inches, and you could get 26 bushel of ear corn on that wagon.
Mm-hmm.
And you could get 50 bushels of wheat in that same wagon box.
Hmm.
Yes, sir. And that's what you mean. And then sometimes they'd, especially when you're hauling, when we'd be hauling ear corn away, well, we had to, if we had to take it into these little villages, we had to go 3 or 4 miles this way to one village. We had to go about 5 miles the other way to another village. If we were hauling off any large amount, why, we would put a extra set of sideboards. Just take some big old 1x12s and make them, you know, just temporarily, see, and then you could fill that thing. Two horses go right along with it. It'd make it hold 10 or 12 bushels more, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But when we hauled our wheat, well, we thought we was doing pretty good to get up and down those hills and through the sand that we had to go through them days. We was doing mighty good to go along with 50 bushel, 45 or 50, 45 or 50 bushel. Well, 50 bushel of wheat was 3,000, you know, and on some of those hills, that made a pretty good load for a team to wiggle up them hills.
How many horses would it take for that? Two or four?
Oh, we never did use but two horses for them kind of loads. However, I have seen people that was unfortunate to have smaller animals, and maybe they'd double on some of those bad hills. They'd just double. You know, some fellas would follow that kind of as a trade, or I don't know. In the fall, when they, after the thrashing was all done up and down the river there, why, they just go down along the river there and haul wheat, just haul wheat for days and days and days, for so much a bushel. And the fellas would go together, and if they thought it was necessary, and depend on the condition of the road and everything, and how bad the hills were. Well, a lot of times they would double, but I can't remember us ever doubling any place with a 50 bushel wagon box of wheat. My father always kept pretty good stock.
Do you ever have to get out and back and push?
No, I don't remember ever doing anything like that. And I've hauled many a load of it away. Corn and everything else, no.